So I would say that part-time work probably isn't the most, I guess, intuitive, maybe not the go-to thought when it comes to creating income in retirement. But just because somebody's retired doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they don't have to work ever again, right?
Right. Yeah. Just because you've left your, you know, your career that you've had all these years doesn't mean you can't find something to earn a part-time, you know, paycheck.
And now it's a great time because you can work because you want to, not necessarily because you have to and had to for so long.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we've come up with three bullet points as to why part-time work is good when it comes to retirement. The first one, pretty obvious. It creates a little extra spending money for the new retiree. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's huge. Early in retirement, right? We want to be spending probably more than later, and having that extra income is great to have early in retirement. And it allows us, I mean, really the big thing is allows that retiree to defer their Social Security and other investments, right? These last couple shows we're talking about all these different income sources. Well, specifically Social Security and investments, the longer you wait to take them, many times the better your income stream is later. So being able to defer really helps out.
Yeah, because by this point, hopefully we have paid off house. Our expenses are relatively low. What if we just worked part-time to cover our monthly expenses? And then just like you said, then we don't have to touch our Social Security yet. Make that grow. Make your investments grow. That's a great point. All right. So point number two is health insurance. What do you mean by that?
Well, so often when we're meeting with clients that are looking at retirement, they're saying, I can't retire yet because I need my company's health insurance.
I see that all the time, even when I've been out speaking. That's what a lot of people say, where I'm 62 or 64. They probably could retire, but they can't or don't dare. Just right. Because of health insurance.
Because of health insurance. So either they're worried about being able to get health insurance, which, you know, recent health insurance changes have allowed people to go get coverage out in the open market, which works great. But I think most of the concerns are on the financial side of, can I afford that health coverage? And that's why part-time work can be a great asset, because many times even a part-time job will allow some sort of health benefits and allow you, again, to wait a little while before you
can do that. So let's say you've got a high stress job. You can retire in a couple of years. People say, like, well, I'm going to stay in this high stress job for 3 more years till I turn 65 and can get Medicare. What do you say to that person?
Well, at times, leave the high stress job, right? Don't just stay in that current work because it provides you health insurance. Other jobs could potentially provide you health insurance as well.
Right.
So get something that's maybe less stressful, something that maybe fits you a little bit better at that time in your life. And you might just enjoy your work a little bit longer. And who knows, maybe work even, you know, a few years past that.
Right. So you'd kind of be semi-retired at that point. You probably haven't hit full retirement age, but you're starting to kind of descend into full retirement, but still getting the health insurance at the same time.
Exactly. It kind of helps bridge the gap to Medicare, right? Which is, you know, people are starting at 65. So we even call sometimes this is called bridge work, you know, or this is just going to bridge us from the time of, you know, our full-time careers until I get on Medicare and then I slowly work less and less. And I think a slow, methodical, you know,
descent.
Plan into, you know, not working at all makes sense.
Right.
I mean, go down, many employers in our area and others I've talked to are okay with moving down to 3 days a week. Moving down to 2 days a week and still many of them keeping your health benefits in some cases, and allows you to slowly step away from your work.
Yeah. So kind of a twofold thing there. The last one is something that you and I both are very passionate about. It's kind of the whole crux of basically repurpose. And you say that this part-time work can basically be just an extension of your gifts and your talents in retirement. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, lots of times we're sitting down with somebody planning for retirement. I'll ask the simple question, what was your favorite day at work? Right. And then they're looking to stop working. But I always get this answer of, you know, that one day they did something that they really enjoyed and it made an impact in somebody's life. Mm-hmm. It's never payday, right? It's not like you say, it was your best day at work. Well, it's when I got paid. Payday is part of work, but it's not the whole thing, right? Creating value and impacting people is what really we're doing for work, and using our gifts and our talents. Mm-hmm. So if we can find work, even part-time work, that looks a lot like those best days at work. Get rid of some of that stressful stuff. Get rid of the stuff that you don't like. The best example of this I had, Jared, was an executive for a construction company that walked away from that role because they kind of got tired of the dealing with people and dealing with all that stuff. And they got back into in the payloader and got back into what they really loved about construction.
Sure.
It was part-time work, paid the bills a little bit, but really he wasn't doing it for money. He was doing it because he just wanted to get back to what he loved about his work.
I see this out in the community quite a bit where I see older folks, and I don't mean older, but like retired age folks work. And I see them at the YMCA, for example, and I'm like, what's going on? And they kind of, he's like, well, I'm just here, just kind of hanging out. And I'm like, good. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not doing it for the money. It's just like, it gets them out with people. It gets them a reason to get up in the morning. It creates almost community, a sense of purpose. And I think it kind of goes back and piggybacks off what you just said. It gives them an avenue to serve other people. And really that's the essence of really what purpose and repurpose is all about, right?
Absolutely. And I would tell any of our listeners, if you're thinking about retirement and you're close, start reflecting on the best days of your work. Hmm. What you were either in the past or currently, the days where you felt energized when you got home from work, right? Those are those days you're like, okay, something was a part of my day that made me enjoy my work today. What was it? Hmm. Reflect on that. And I can almost guarantee you it had you utilizing your gifts and talents. These are things that, you know, you've developed over the years or that you're naturally good at.
Sure.
You use that and you probably impacted some person in some way.
Yeah.
And if you can keep that part of your work going long into retirement, and it can become part of a part-time job. Mm-hmm. Now you really got something. I mean, if you're volunteering part-time and you're finding some of this stuff and your volunteer work that you love is getting in the way of your day job, right? It's probably time to retire or move into some part-time work that looks more like that volunteer work. And man, we've seen some people just thriving in retirement because they've kept that, you know, part of their life.
Yeah. And again, that's the crux of your book, Repurpose, The Untold Story of Retirement in America. If you want the first two chapters of that book, you just go to our website, TejasFinancial.com. Click on Heard Us on the Radio. It's in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. Ben, I just had a conversation with a gal yesterday, and she's going to retire. Her and her husband are moving to Arizona. And she said, you know, the thing that concerns me is I don't know where I'm going to get plugged in. And I think that is exactly what we're talking about. So again, just like Ben said, if you're approaching retirement, start having that conversation. And if you want to sit down with a professional and start hammering out that retirement income plan, maybe part-time work is a part of that, might involve Social Security, other investments, we can certainly help you do that. You can do that by calling us at 222-4236 or click request a meeting at TejasFinancial.com. And I say this every week, we're located very conveniently on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. Stop by during typical office hours. We're open, and we'd love to get that conversation started. I'm Jared Sebesta from Tejas Financial Group. Thank you for listening to this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Tejas Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at TejasFinancialGroup.com. Tejas Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through HD Vest Insurance Agency, LLC. 6333 North State Highway 161, 4th floor, Irving, Texas, 75038. Phone number 972-870-6000. Tejas Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.